welcome back, Ion. I assume you're here.
Hey, yo. How's everybody kicking?
Everybody's doing great. Very good music. We'll be playing more later. Got lots of good songs.
Good. Except for the zippity-zappity doo-dah day stuff. But, yeah, the rest of it was good.
You actually don't like the underwear talk?
Oh, that was fun. The panties are always fun. They make you giggle. Panties are always good. Yeah.
It was the Why Does It Hurt When I Pee song that you didn't like.
Yeah, urethra trouble is troublesome.
What they do, they started around 1980, some artists, female artists, wanted to make a big quilt out of underwear. So Zappa signed on to the project, and at every performance in 80, 81, or I don't know, went on for a couple of years, he would encourage the audience to throw out, I don't know if it was just women, but maybe, to pull off their underwear and throw it on stage, and they would gather them and send it to this woman in Colorado or someplace, and she made a huge quilt out of it over several years, and then it was displayed in some art gallery or someplace. That was the Stinkfoot project that Frank was part of. Quite disgusting for most people, but, you know, Frank was not here. He just hung around for his music. He wasn't here. He wasn't engaging in sensory judgments.
Music?
Okay.
It was about music? Oh, well, that may be.
So,
oh,
no, not exactly. Not exactly. But let me see if this person wants to ask a question. Go ahead, Ginny or Greg.
Must be Deb, then.
Oh, I keep mixing up your name with Ginny. You're correct. Yes, Deb. Go ahead, Deb.
We all have the same area code.
Imagine that.
Yeah, that's where I get
imagine
it.
Imagine that.
Hey, Ion, the day I was out tootling at the garage sale thinking about the coronation, and then I ran across this beautiful set of Bible quotes, I was wondering if I could read some and you would comment in the way that they to do with the coronation. Okay. The first one is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 25. It's crown incorruptible. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. That's 1 Corinthians 9:24 to 25.
And the answer is Amos 3:6.
So I would have to pull that up. Okay, here we go. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people be not afraid? Shall there be evil in the city, and the Lord hath not done it? Who is blowing the trumpet?
The ascending.
And does it mean, shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord hath not done it? Who is the Lord?
No, and the Lord not have done it. Every nasty thing that God ever did, he sent, and an angel of the Lord came down and blew this up or smote this or got that pregnant or did this or did that. It's always the footman, ghost set of watchmen, angels.
Mm-hmm. And they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. So we who are incorruptible would be gods.
Just like Belly.
He said, like Belly, you may not know. That's William Bell on Fringe. Okay? That's what he's talking about.
Oh,
referring to Fringe. So note.
See, that's why Bob is a study whore. He knows things.
And what would the prize be?
Eternal life as a god.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Well, I mean, you know. Do the math.
Okay, should I read any more or go on to the next topic?
Whatever you want to do, sugar love.
The crown of righteousness, 2 Timothy, I think it's 4:7-8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing. I have fought a good fight. How would Ion define a good fight?
I'm less than. I'm trying to be more than. I'm not doing a very good job of it. And please acknowledge my less than-ness completely.
And the crown of righteousness would then be authority?
Well, maybe. Depends on how you go in it.
What would your words be to the crown of righteousness?
Okay. Okay. But what you going to do, what you going to do, what you going to do with 2 Timothy 3? But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away, for of this sort are those who creep in households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, away always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, see, we told you it was going to get fun.
Yeah, that says a lot.
Well, now you start recognizing it, and then you say, we said it. We said all kind of things. We tell you all this stuff under the sun, moon, stars. We go on and on and on and on and on. And go, oh, that's that Ion. He's gone off the deep end again. Go, where struck the flying Jenny, trying to get around, figuring out something, Bob, trying to know something. Can't figure out nothing we told you. Then we go back to the simplest, 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 even in the New Testament, which we don't even hold much stock to, tells you just plain as day.
It's
and then you look around and people are blowing each other's brains out, and you wonder, oh, what have we done, Tonka Lopez, and now?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting if you look in the outer world and see what's going on and pay any attention to it.
It's fun. And then your world is responding vibrationally.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Very good.
Cool. Thank you, Ion.
You're ever so welcome.
And I had one more question for you.
Better rip. Better rip.
You know, before my first session, I started hearing your voice in my head, which I've always heard a voice so
we got,
to speak.
Hey,
well, my non-physical.
Honey, 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 you can get peeled for that now. It's all right.
No, thank you. I rather like it. I just don't like the bitch that lives upstairs sometimes.
There you go. Well, welcome to our world. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. I could be trying at times. And, you know, that's always been there. And then I noticed that this last time that Ion went away from, you know, the Payday show, I didn't hear the voice. Now, I never judged it as a disconnection or not connected. And then when you started to come back onto the air, I started hearing you again. So my guess is that's just some form of validation, but not necessary. But what are your words to say to that?
Well, okay, it's simple. You heard it because you longed for it and you didn't have it. And then when you missed it again, you didn't hear it because you didn't feel you were separated from it. You really didn't.
Right.
It was not like you were, it was eluding you or an elusive conditional response. It was, you were just catching up to it. So it was almost like you don't eat continuously either. You eat and then you have a respite and then you eat. And you don't continually not eat or eat continually either way, both ways, just after you just started or just finished a meal. So it's almost like that you are embracing it. You go, but it was never away from you, actually.
Yeah, that I knew. I just was curious. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, thanks, Deb. Interesting Bible quotes. Let's see. Who is this? You have your hand up? Go ahead.
Deb, it's me. Hello.
Oh, Roxy, go ahead.
Hey, Roxy, it's Sugar Love.
Hello, Super Sugar Love.
Hello, hello, hello. Bienvenido.
About the Eye of Providence that I've been seeing in many works of art and in, like others in the churches, I have the theory that somehow Lucifer is like an allegory of the fall and turning of the hypothalamus off, and then ascending has to do with this turning on of the Eye of Providence in the brain, like the pyramid of the fire in the middle.
Yes, so, or the chakra.
I
like if you take
know.
A dollar, take one that's on, like, say, a dollar bill, and look at that one. It's kind of fun because it's like the third eye chakra, that seeing thing that sees, or knowing thing that knows. It wraps it around, and it kind of points you up. Everything is another clue to get you back to God, because that's this rub. That's what it's all about.
Yes, and that's why it's the all-seeing eye, because it's the knowing.
No, it's not. No, it is not. No, 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 no. The eye is what you're seeing, too. You don't see the eye sees you. It's not known. That's what the eye is showing you. It's looking at you. You're not seeing it. See? Saw? See? You didn't saw it. You see it. It sees you. You don't saw it. It was saw. See? Saw? Saw? That's where you must have been when lightning struck the flying Jenny.
The delta, the nine delta, it's also like a brain with the hypothalamus, and then the Nile is like the column. And there is also like a mirror in the Orion galaxy or constellation.
Well, now hold on. Good words, but now don't go too far. Stay with it. This actually is where you connect all the rivers that go to Eden, those underground rivers under the desert. They hook into this that run to the Nile from Aswan, the underground part.
Researching the Rothschilds, I was watching the Chateau de Ferrières, and it has the same plan as the Temple of Man. And then I saw that there are many buildings that had that pattern. So I want to know the reason why that is.
Okay. The reason it is because Pishon, Gishon, Tigris, and the Euphrates, Pishon and Gishon are lost. They're lost. They're underground. Okay. It's the land of the Cathites. They're lost. And see, the other two are still are. I mean, you still know the Tigris and the Euphrates that come to Eden. And so it's all this that you're talking about now, the next flowing information is that flowing part. But it's two rivers, two sources of information aren't flowing. They're under the desert. They're flowing, but under the desert. They're still flowing. They're going to be awakened.
The river run of the wake. But what would be the Inkut Laloa?
The four rivers of paradise.
Are they connected like underground?
Yes, of course. You pushed them down when you became little man. You can find out more about it in Genesis 2:10, running through there. Just so everybody can have a reference point, because some people aren't smart. They know everything like Bob. So this just gives a little marker so somebody can go back. If you're bored out of your mind and want to do something, you can look at it and see.
There is many buildings with this pattern, also like, for example, the Chartres Cathedral. And after it, all this building, like a constellation of churches, started. There are like 80 churches dedicated to the Black Virgin, 80 cathedrals and like 500 big churches dedicated to the Black Virgin. So is this like an allegory of the fall, this blackness?
The noir, it's like the blackamoors. No, it's like the blackamoors. The Moors.
The Moors from Algeria, the Northern Africa.
Do. Yes, do. On your glib glabber, we put the rivers on the glib glabber so you can find them.
Yeah, that's on the chat line,
all
Roxy.
All these constructions.
Yeah, the glib glabber, you know.
All the net of connecting, with the ley lines. Was that
it's
a
all
way?
All connected. No, it's all connected. Stop. It's all connected.
That was just a way to market visually, but it's connected anyway.
Well, let's say it's like getting dressed. You have clothes. You put on the clothes. That's it. You're done. No, you have layers of clothes. You have foundational garments. Then you have hose. Then you have shoes. Then you have your dress or your skirt and your blouse and then your jewelry and then all the accoutrement that you add on top of that. And then your coat on top of that. And it goes on and on. All those are your clothes, but there are sometimes many, many, many layers that are based. See, you can set all this up and just say clothes. But what you're saying is that the dimensions are inclusive of, like, layering of clothes. Will that help you a bit?
And is this fire, okay, how can it's called the aor, is the same as represented by the pyramidos? And because I wonder the connection with the vestals. Like you said, we were somehow connected during the Roman Empire and Drusilla and Agrippina and Antonius Felix. Agrippina and Drusilla were vestals.
Oh, no. No, darling. The Fife, Alabama, vestals from Fife, Alabama. It's in DeKalb County. Yeah. If you're going from center, from Cedar Bluff, go like you're going toward Atala, and it's that way, up to Sand Mountain.
He's talking about where Vestal Goodman's from? Is that what you're saying, I am?
Yeah, it's between, it's just that other part. It's there, Geraldine, through Lakeview.
Okay, get him back on board there, Robert.
That's where Vestal lives.
Yeah,
Vestal
but that's
lives.
Not...
what is the connection of Vesta to this topic of the melting of the hypothalamus and
it connects? Okay, go ahead, Bob. You save this right quick.
She's asking if the hypothalamus, the igniting of that, is the metaphor of Lucifer being the angel of light and the fall of man. Lucifer goes down
no,
and the light comes
no,
back on the hypothalamus.
No.
Okay.
It's like the seed that you plant to get a magnolia tree. You don't plant a seed. Those burrs make a magnolia tree. And then when they blossom and bloom, that bloom then falls away. And it's disconnected or discombobulated from the tree. And some of those leaves fall and they make a mess. That tree then makes new life every time. The hypothalamus and that connection to the body is as a magnolia tree, and it blooms. And we're using a magnolia blossom because it has a very specific smell, a very specific soft aroma, but it reminds you very closely of how a lotus flower would appear. That's much more close to what you're trying to achieve as far as a connection. If you didn't like the clothes metaphor, and you didn't like the Vestal Goodman metaphor, and you didn't like all the other metaphors, then you can take a magnolia tree metaphor.
That's a good one, Roxy. That's a good one.
There is a painting from El Greco that also has this pattern of like the eye of the providence and the column, like the brain and the column, and the Mount Sinai. So it's again like a pyramid, and in a way, if these things are like fractals that are inside our body and outside our body. And
Ion, are they like fractals?
They can be.
Make it a question.
They can be. Yes, they can be. Yes, we'll let her go on. We like it when she goes on because then she never gets the answer because she has to go back and parse it all back through. She goes to dessert, and then we have to go back and re-put together the meal. But that's okay. That's another metaphor if you don't like all those other ones as a meal preparation. All right, so bring it back. A fractal in that connect connectivity of spaces between spaces, of lines between lines, of kingdoms between kingdoms. The fractal is what's the antenna that connects you to the connection. And if the fractal is working, or you are in a predestined position to embrace it. Now, the primitive Baptists, especially some of the Southern Baptists, now they got it different. They say what is to be will be. So whatever it is, it's just going to be if you believe that way. And that's all right if you do, but you don't have to be deemed that way. But it's a libertine gospel, because if you're going to be a drunk, you get to be a drunk anyway. See, because it was predestined. Well, wait, now Shakespeare had trouble with that too. So now if you bring that application of a fractal to a Southern Baptist or a primitive Baptist, then they're always going to ascend. They have no other choice. They don't know another choice to have but ascension. Simple, isn't it?
Wonderful.
And that's why they sang the Fa Sol La.
Yes, also because of the Rothschilds, the coat of arms also seems to be like a pyramid with the eye of the provenance and then the rays that go up. There are also Apollos and other goddesses that have these seven rays, or virgins, or I think Isis. Are those rays coming from the hypothalamus, from the activated hypothalamus, like the
No, but it focuses. It focuses it. It focuses it. It is a focus.
Nothing to do with the hypothalamus. It focuses the vision, the observing of something. Ion, what? It focuses
channels.
It.
We say focus it. It channels it. It. Her question
the ray.
Is the ray of connection of where it applies to, and we say it focuses it. Doesn't connect it, it focuses it.
What's
then
being
there,
focused?
There is no...
One's eyeball? What's being focused? The rays, you have an image of the rays, they're focusing what? The hypothalamus? Your butt?
No, her energy that she's
her
asking
energy.
Of the connection.
The so by looking at the seven-ray image,
she's
by looking
right
at that
there.
Visualization,
she's right there.
That's
she's
focused
too many
her
words.
Image.
Too many words. Too many words. She's
no,
right
it
there.
Isn't.
Bob, ask
it's
her.
Simple.
Ask her.
No,
ask
I'm
her.
Asking
she's
you.
Right there. We already
you
answered
get focused
it. She doesn't. You don't know which it you're referring to. Roxy, tell Bob your question so he can catch up.
Roxy, are you getting focused by looking at the rays, the seven rays? No.
Just because I don't say the eye is looking at you. You're not looking at the eye.
Palmer, you got to bring us back to your question. So let's start again. Ask your question again, Roxy.
Yes, because another representation of this will be like the picture you have with the big pyramid and the sun on top.
Yes.
What is that representing?
A fractal which connects this world to most all other worlds, but it is a connection point to show you your fastest hot spot to ascension.
And what is the connection then with in the pyramid, the golden mean and pi show in many, many ways? Like I was reading some studies from French mathematicians that see many, many, in many ways, the golden mean is actually like a fractal and pi. So what are these proportions telling us that are so important in the pyramid?
If you cube a pyramid into three identical parts, the pi, 2 pi, 3 pi, 4 pi inversion will give you the answer to your question.
Now that you say the pi is finite, what happens to this construction or this...
It makes a perfect cube. B equals S times H times one-third. B is the volume of the pyramid. S is the surface area of the base. That is one of the sides of the cube. And the height is the edge of the cube.
Was this needed to create the pyramid?
Remind you, good Lord, no. Flip, no. That's all ridiculous. We've done everything under the sun, moon, stars to give reminders for you to get back into your place of power, to get you back where you came from. And that's all this is, over and over and over and over again. It's trying to get you back to where you already were. Oh, wait, would that be the pluperfect tense? Yes.
Bob.
Why are we working on this set apart? Get ready for this. We're going to get to the fractals. It's good. Get the one ready with I am my own grandpa. Get that one ready to go. It'll be good because then that'll be fun. It'll fit right into the show. It'll be good, Bob. We're going to work amongst ourselves over here, but you get that ready and it'll be fun. All right?
And that's what Stephen Dedalus talks about in the novel Ulysses, about the grandfather being himself in Shakespeare or something.
That's ours is better.
When you say fractals, are you talking about the device in the seventh ring in the angel diagram, or are you talking about the Mandelbrot fractal, or both?
We would say both.
But one thing and the other thing,
well, that's right. The never-ending pattern does end.
Yeah, it does end. And the fractal right. in the seventh ring is a different operation.
It opens the lotus flower.
So you might want to make a distinction there, Roxy, of what you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the shield of the of the Rothschild also connected somehow to the ring?
Maybe.
This Temple of Man template that is in many buildings is also in the Piazza di San Pietro in Italia. And the part that looks like the keyhole will be the stomach. Is that relating to the eyeself, to eating?
No.
Why is the keyhole then in the stomach area?
That's how you see Bob. When he's sitting on the surround, on the fireplace, the little bobblehead.
Yeah, that's the old keyhole vision. My major parallel world experience that molds all that we've learned over the last 6 years. It all revolves around me on the mantelpiece as a little bobblehead being looked at by the 418 group.
Bobblehead, little heavy bobbling around all over the place. This is so funny. Another bobblehead. Bob is a bobblehead. He just bobbles back and forth, up and down, bobbles. We put your little formula on the clip, whatever.
The keyhole is also similar to the pyramid with the eye on top.
Yeah, that's the whole key. Yes.
And that's also the cover of.
Did you hear that? Now that would be in the LaRouche quadrant. Don't ever go there, or you'll wake up with a sore bum.
You said that was the key, Roger.
The whole key. The keyhole is the whole key.
So Bob was trying to show that with his cover of his book.
Yes, the cover of my Fatty Community book.
Yes, how very fatic.
But actually, Carolyn came up with the cover first, I think, unless I came up with the idea. We put our books out pretty well at the same time in 91, 92, and Ed Walker designed it in Toronto, but I don't know, Carolyn. I think I gave the... Yes, because she was offering a booklet for her patients, so it was the idea the phone was off the hook, and the book was called When You Can't Reach the Doctor. So I came up with the phone dangling...
No, you didn't.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I didn't want to take phone calls. It was all about...
So you picked that image.
I'm pretty sure.
I think I helped Ed design it, but then I adapted the image
you
to
my...
You stole my...
Purple email address.
I stole a lot from you. So I stole the image because it meant when Bob was no longer available on CKLN, he was off the hook. You could read these books to get Bob with him rather than phony Bob. Yeah, news bulletin.
And these Romans that somewhere we were related to, they were Herodians, and Herod also built this... The Temple of Solomon also had that template of the Temple of Man, and
yeah,
that was like.
But they weren't. They weren't 88.1. Bob was 88.1.
That was CKLN's frequency.
Yeah, But that Bob's was 88. Theirs wasn't 88.1, but Bob's was.
So the destructions of the temple that had this template of the Temple of Man, why did they happen? Why are we trying to rebuild the temple and somehow until now it's not working?
Oh, no, darling, we're sorry. The temple's almost finished. It's all but complete. You're just not able to see it. It's all but done. Now, Bob's been working hard. Bob's working hard for you, Roxy. He's working hard for you. Yes, you can really see Bob's working for you. He's doing great things for you.
You're welcome. Is this Temple of Man also related to the 12th castle?
Well, of course. That's how you find the 12th one. We already mapped it out for you, darling. We gave you the symbols. Look at the stairwells, how they connect up and down, like the Asher connections, the fireplaces, behind the fireplaces, how they connect. You start connecting the dots and do the overlays, and then it'll open just like a lotus flower. And you'll go, oh, my gosh, this is so wonderful. Ba, 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 ba. A primitive Baptist told us we were going to find this one day anyway, singing the Fa Sol La. Isn't that fun?
That's awesome, Maya. You just said that the Chambord Castle is designed like the angel diagram.
Yes,
you got the fireplace.
We've been saying that over and over and over.
Look at that, Ron. Wow.
The yurt of the angels.
Yep. Okay. Now play music, Bob, and it'll fit right in. Perfect. You gonna listen close to this, Roxy. Get this now. There's a little chart that goes with it. Bob will post it. It'll help you. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I'm looking for it. Did you send it hours ago or right now?
Yes, hours ago.
Oh, okay.
Days ago. Yesterday.
My own Ray Stevens. Bob Dylan liked Ray Stevens. He was a humorous guy.
Because so did Chester Bungalfore.
Who's he? What show was he?
He wasn't. He was just a little guy in Toronto.
Many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as can be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they too were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and really changed my life. Now my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. And to complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he were my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who was, of course, my stepmother. Father's wife then had a son who kept them on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. Yeah. And every time I think of it, nearly drives me wild. 'Cause now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
Now, that's very appropriate. That's some of the research you've been doing, Roxy, into your own lineage. That totally fits.
And it connects, because now what happens is you can start applying it. When you start looking at it that way, it sounds so trite and so glib and ridiculous to hear this laying it out, and there's a little diagram that shows all this up, downs, and over and under, but it kind of connects back that you've come to find out that you are in the land that your grandchildren knew.
Well done, Ian. Well done. And that's appropriate. You've made some discoveries here, Roxy. Very good discoveries.
I was laughing because Ian said, you're working for me, and I was saying he's looking for identity. He's looking for a role.
Yeah, yeah. Ian's looking, always looking for an identity. You know, he's just entered the physical. He's trying to be human and create. So let's take a break there. Let's let someone else come in, Roxy. Very good questions. Hey, that worked. All right, now let me see who's next. As long as he doesn't ask about fucking disasters and shit, come on in, Barbara. Ask something unique to you that you never would ask, that we don't know you as that.
Why don't you ask about all the stuff that's already blowed up? That'd be more fun.
Okay. When you mentioned my brother didn't remember me, it was like he didn't remember our family, like it was a distant memory. Why are my memories so clear of him, and why can't he remember his life here?
Season 4, episode 8, A Fringe.
How did they seemingly like acclimate to their new world?
Just like you do. It's just like when you have bad Chinese. How do you live through it? You acclimate to it. Same way. Sometimes not comfortable, but it passes.
Planet, okay. Regarding Planet 9, will it come in like through a portal or not?
It's already here.
Well, I mean, like the event, it was so close up. You kept referring to the event, and I...
Yeah, it's already here. They're looking at it. They got pictures. It's already on the Wikipedia. There's nothing we can do about it now. It's over. If it's on the Wikipedia, it's done, remember? Oh, but our buddy Julian Assange, he's fixing to come out of that embassy, though. That's fun.
Regarding the people or the beings on that planet, are they what some have described as the Nephilim?
No, Nephilim, no. They're not the Nephilim.
Are they aware of us on this planet?
Sure. Of course, they come to see you. What do you mean? Why wouldn't they be?
Do they have an agenda for Earth or for mankind?
No.
Are they here just to observe?
Well, they're not here. They're there. What do you mean, are they here? Are they there? Yes, they're there.
some of them are going to... Okay, I thought some of them were going to come here.
They can. Sure, they'll come visit, but that doesn't mean they have an ulterior motive other than saying hi. I mean, you know.
When you were talking about the flat Earth last week with Brian, can you describe our sun? If it's not what we think of it as,
it's a dwarf star.
Is it closer than 93 million miles away?
Yes, because that's a timed event, and there is no time. So it's a lot closer.
Do we have just one sun, or 8 suns, or 4 suns?
It varies. Sometimes it's super, super, super hot, and sometimes it's not. So it varies. That sounds silly when we say it, but it's not really.
Well, are there like 8 physical suns, or are you saying the sun is different, it changes?
There's different physical ones, yes.
So we, in California, Northern California, we just see like a particular sun, but say around the world.
Well, the sun is always shining. The sun is always shining, just sometimes its view is obscured.
What was the last part you said?
Sometimes your view or perspective is skewed.
Do we have a canopy? Is there a canopy around the Earth?
Yes, there is.
What does it consist of?
The new atmosphere,
our rocket ships, were they able to penetrate the canopy and go to the moon, or did they not?
Sure.
The same way asteroids can come in.
Well, but you put the fractal quark in there, and everything can happen before it happened. It can be unblown up before it blew up.
Okay.
See, you're adding time. I know, darling, but see, that's the same thing. This is the same. We're back to Eureka, honey. We're back to Eureka. It's how those things can happen before they happen that they are. So if it happens before they happen, then guess what? It can be a part of you and you don't even know it. You can long for it. You can't remember it because it happened before you were, or you say you were, because you brought time into the element. If you get rid of time now, they all connect. Take the pyramid and cut it in half and use the formula that we put on the glib clabber, and you can figure it out.
Has Eureka always been a different, unique place in this world?
For you, yes.
Is there a reason for that?
Yes.
Can you tell me what the connection or reason is?
Episode 11, Mirror, Mirror.
What season?
Of Eureka.
First season, Eureka?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have to rewatch that one. Okay, and then...
That's a good one. No, you may say it's season 5. Do 7, season 5.
Season 5, episode 7?
11, Mirror, Mirror.
11. Okay, and then you've mentioned Palo Alto a couple times. Can you tell us what's happening there of any significance?
Bubble, bubble, bubble.
Is there something underneath the ground that's happening?
Above it, too.
Are people aware of this that are in the area? I mean, can they see evidence?
Well, yeah, especially. Have you ever been to Menlo Park?
It's been a while.
Oh, okay. Well, Menlo Park, you can see it real plain.
Regarding the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I think President Obama just signed off on that, and it wasn't really publicized in the main media. Is this going to affect our economy, or is it just going to give the corporations a lot more power?
It's going to give them lots of power.
Here we go.
You got 12 Pacific Rim countries that have agreed. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
So this will give them more power than any of the governments.
Yes. And it's what's going to replace the one with the TTIP with the European Union.
Will this affect the water situation in the U.S.?
The living water situation? Yes, darling, it certainly will.
Will that be a reason why the living water will come in to being?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's big.
You're welcome.
Okay.
See, and y'all said that president wasn't going to do nothing. Y'all said he couldn't get nothing done. Y'all said he wasn't working hard for you, but apparently he was.
Will we have another president?
Well, you don't have one now, so probably not.
Well, another joker that's just entertaining.
We'll have to check with President Trump on that, darling. Maybe he can help you with that.
Black goo, it seems to have like some sort of intelligence or awareness. Is that true?
We would have to say yes, because you get...
What's black goo?
It's some ridiculous machination of Douglas Coupland, Bob. It's a bunch of crap, but go ahead.
Okay, well, Coupland, if it's just crap, Coupland? I don't really...
Who's Coupland, Barb?
I don't know who Douglas Coupland is. I'm just seeing some things.
Did you say Douglas Coupland? Did you say Douglas Coupland?
Coupland, yes.
I did.
Douglas Coupland coined the phrase Generation X, but he wrote a book on McLuhan too. Is black goo got something to do with a Coupland, Barb?
I don't know. I haven't heard that reference before, but just from what I've heard, they've been finding this mysterious substance in different places like the Black Forest, I think.
It's Agent AO39599S91, known colloquially as black goo.
And some guy named Coupland discovered it or promoted it or killed it?
No, it's a maceration. It's a maceration of his.
Okay, what they've done is they did an experiment and they put the, some of the black goo in different containers. And it seemed like the black goo started moving, like it was started rattling the containers and wanting to move towards each other to connect.
Okay, would this be an effect of the ice cell coming in, Ian?
It's already in. It's the changing of the environment. And that's why if you live close to the tar pits, you might want to raise your house a few feet up off the ground.
Okay.
Okay, very
well,
good, Barbara.
Thank you.
All right, thank you,
Ian. Thanks, Bob.
Charlie Holloway might have think he figured it out, but he really didn't.
All right, thanks.
I don't know who this is. 970-560. Do you have a question?
Can I ask one more question?
You just did, honey. Sure, come on.
Oh, sorry. Okay, you said about my place where I live, it's fleeting. It will be fleeting. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it's fleeting. Look it up. What does fleeting mean?
Well, okay, let me just play this way. I like where I live. Is there a better place or a better location that we would enjoy more?
Well, we'd have to try that to see. We don't know, but it's fleeting.
Okay, so it's going to change whether I want it to change or not.
It is brief, short, short-lived, quick, momentary, cursory, transient, ephemeral, fugitive, passing, transitory.
Right. Is that because of something that we want to move, or is there something taking place in the environment?
Yes and yes.
Okay, thank you, Barbara. Okay, yeah, yes and yes. Okay, Goran, go ahead, Goran.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how's your mama name?
They're all well, thank you.
Yeah.
Ian, I wanted to ask you some questions about the Keshe Foundation.
That's K-E-S-H-E?
Yes. I built a Keshe Magraph device in my basement, Ion. Can you tell me if it's actually working?
No.
And what are the reasons?
You don't have it connected.
Not connected right?
Not connected at all.
So the blueprint that they have given out
is not complete.
Are they aware of that? Is he aware of that, Mr. Keshe?
Yes.
Why wouldn't he tell people that this is not correct?
Why not?
So he wants us to figure it out that it's wrong?
It's like your Bitcoin. Let somebody else do it.
Oh, he needs someone to figure out his tech. So what about the GANS production, CO2 production, copper oxide? Is that actually a gas in a nanostate that is being created in the plastic container?
No, it's not. Now, you're going to come into nanosites. One day you'll find out what nanosites are, and that'll be good when you figure that out. But you have a plasma issue. You're mixing nuclear power with plasma power, and the back feed through the grid is what's going to blow the grid to hell. And that's what's going to make coal play the thing that everybody's got to have. So don't get this too messed up. It's going to be all right. Let them blow it up. And we'd like to thank you for your participation in this. It's wonderful. You're helping us more than you will ever know. And cheerio, and have a good time, and plug it in. It'll be all right. But look at your blueprints again. You tank hooked up just right, because you're never going to blow up anything with that, darling.
No, I'm aware he's telling people that they can blow up the grid.
We want it to. We're banking on it. We're banking on it. Remember Portal? Remember the song Portal? It's Aperture Science. Yes. We think it's
okay,
fabuloso.
Ryan, are you still hanging out, Ian, for a few more minutes?
Sure, we're going to hang on. We're going to stay with you, Bob, till you buy or die. We're going to stay right.
Okay, Gran, you don't get as much as everybody else we already had, because you apparently haven't been attending last 3 or 4 months as much, at least not noticeably.
What?
You only get a few
months. An infidel among us? No, it can't be. It can't be. Oh,
yeah,
you damn.
All right, we're muting you, Gran. Next.
Yeah, Bob, it's Doug Tidwell. Hi,
hey.
Thanks for coming back so that we can enjoy your knowings of the questions that we ask.
Thanks for showing up, because we never left. Good.
I have a list here. We'll get through as many as Bob will allow.
Rapid fire, we can just bang it out, but we got to hook you up to the questions, because our answers won't apply if you don't know the context. So let's just ask the question, we'll answer it, and then you ask another one. Do a little rapid fire. It'll be fun. All right?
Okay. Has pyramids ever been underwater?
Never.
Were the pyramids built to be a maser?
Yes.
Mount Hermon, was that where the waters assembled?
No, but it was a version of a fractal antenna.
Was Noah's Ark a DNA bank?
No, it was not. It was a repertoire of your civilization. You had to get rid of the Nephilim and the Seraphim, the giants in the land, and the flood was to do that. So it was the last thing that connected those worlds. It's the same
Very
way
good.
That when Belly and Walter were on the boat and trying to finish up collapsing two universes so they could have a new world before they shot Olivia in the head, the same one like that.
Was the lost continent of Mu a real continent in the Pacific Ocean?
It still is.
At what depth would you encounter the surface of Mu? Or is it hidden?
Season 5, Episode 1, the one you're looking for, a fringe.
Rock Lake in Wisconsin. Are there pyramids?
Does not exist.
Don't exist, okay?
No. That area does not exist. Not in this plane of existence, it is not. And if you're going there, you're not going to this world, you're going to another world.
And there is a drilling with a core called Core 7 that was done in the Egyptian time, early Egyptian time. What tool or how was that Core 7 created?
Invertedly.
So the rock was rotated on top of the drill bit?
Yep.
How long did it take to create that Core 7 drilling?
Well, when they finish it, probably a few seconds.
Okay, that's all I got right now, Bob.
Okay,
that was pretty good. That was fast enough. Now you're developing. Palmer, tell us what we've learned.
Yeah, Doug, what was your first topic? Something to do with the pyramids?
The Great Pyramids ever submerged. There is evidence
of water.
Shellfish and crustaceans in the material that built the Great Pyramids. And it was never been submerged. My question was, has it ever been submerged? Ion said no.
Okay, what did you ask something about Mount Vernon?
No.
What was the mount? Ion said Mount Sinai, Mount something.
That was relative to Mount Hermon, where supposedly the watchers assembled when they fell.
Is that a Bible statement or from Fringe? Are you saying the watchers?
Yeah, the Watchers. I have not seen a single season of Fringe that's on my bucket list.
He's talking about in Asia, Bob.
Where do you get that information that the Watchers fell into Mount Hermon?
I watch a lot of the History Channel, and most of these questions come from there.
I used to do that. That's good with the Evergreens. Well, how would people know about the Watchers being connected to that mountain?
Watch the History Channel, Bob. It's on the goddamn Wikipedia. That's why. Of course, you know that.
You mean that Spock? Like it's like that series In Search Of in the 70s with Spock. That's the one I used to look at. Get all the little
and Morgan Freeman.
Things.
Morgan Freeman, your friend. Don't forget him. Oh, wait. We're
yes,
not supposed
Morgan
to drop names. We're not supposed to
right.
drop names. We're sorry.
Good, good.
Yeah, I used to watch that as well, Bob.
Oh, keep doing that, Doug. That's good. Go, keep watching the shows. Note any topics, whether you're interested or not. Just note them. We can run through them all. That's a good way to get quick bullshit from Ion.
Ion, getting back to the pyramid being a maser, was that built for a particular purpose? And what was the maser used for?
Yes, and it was to connect frequencies.
Connect frequencies. Also, the pyramids could receive incoming frequencies from the universe and be able to communicate with other entities within our
always.
In the universe.
Always. That's
always.
Right.
Okay, so that would be
science.
That would be a way, as people have suggested, that the ancient Egyptians could, in fact, communicate with other beings in other galaxies.
Yes, they do, and you'll get more clear. Nothing even surprises you anymore.
Hey, Doug,
thanks,
did you say masers?
Yeah, maser, M-A-S-E-R. Yeah, maser.
What's that?
M-A-S-E-R. It's another form of a laser, but it's typically created with, in the Egyptian time, they used chemicals to create the lasers. Two of the shafts in the pyramid came down to the queen's chamber, and they poured different chemicals, and I failed to write down the chemicals, into those two leads going down to it. Those chemicals would, by the use of a tunnel of water from the Nile underneath the pyramid, the waves would excite the components of the two chemicals, and that would resonate up to the king's chamber, and then there were other chemicals in there, as I understand it, and that would then produce, the excitation would produce a major light that would go out to other parts of the universe.
Awesome, Doug. Very good. So that's your assignment. You have a role, Doug. Your job is to look at these stupid TV shows, get topics, and run them by Ion, any kind of stuff. I used to do that with the Evergreens. Just look at these shows. They tell you about this and that mystery or something, and then you can bring it up, okay? All right?
Okay, very good.